Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is another beautiful day in sunny Alberta, Canada, and I have a question from Andrew, who is doing retail arbitrage and selling on Amazon FBA. Here's the question. I am thinking of selling products on Amazon FBA, but I am not the brand owner. I read somewhere that it is mandatory to buy GS1 UPC to sell on Amazon. I looked up the GS1 UPCs and they cost a fortune. Is there a legal way around it? So first of all, I love how you put the word legal in quotation marks. But Andrew, I have great news for you. But before I tell you these fantastic news, let me introduce you to the sponsor of the show. No, I'm just kidding. Let me clear up the meaning of this GS1, UPCs and all that. First, what is a UPC and what is GS1? So a UPC stands for Universal Product Code. Some people actually call it the Unique Product Code, but the right term is the Universal. So in simpler terms, and I don't even know if simpler is a word, but in simpler terms, it's the barcode. A barcode is called a UPC. And then we have the GS1. The GS1 stands for Global Standards 1, and this is a non-for-profit agency, and they supply manufacturers, businesses that a prefix number. It's a number between 7 and 11 digits, and this is used in the JITINs. I call them JITINs. I don't know how anybody else says it. It's GTIN, and this stands for Global Trade Item Numbers. So a lot of complicated terms here, but if you're planning on selling your products on Amazon, these products will need to have GS1 JITIN or GTIN, the Global Trade Item Number. Now, want to get to the good news that I have for you? You don't need anything, my friend. So according to your message, what you are doing is selling products of which you are not the manufacturer. This means you are doing RA. RA stands for retail arbitrage. It's when you buy products from a retailer at a discount and then you sell them online at full price. Like as if you go into Walmart and you find a bunch of products that are at 80% discount, and instead of buying one, you buy 50, you send them to Amazon and you sell them at full price. That's called retail arbitrage. And that seems to, according to your message, that's what you're doing. In this situation, you don't need to buy anything, because the manufacturer already has a UPC printed on the item. So every item has their own barcode already. When you buy them at any store, you don't need that, right? So by the way, here's a curious fact, and I know this, or the reason why I remember this is because the date is special to me, but the very first UPC, or the very first barcode ever scanned, this was in 1974, June 26th, and it was a 5-pack of Juicy Fruit, the bubblegum. Juicy Fruit bubblegum was the very first item ever scanned with a barcode. But anyway, let's get back on track. The first thing you need, or the only thing you need to sell on Amazon when you get those products, is a FNSKU. And this is a FNSKU. Now, I'm not even going to break it down and explain. I'm just going to make it very simple and tell you, don't worry about this. The FNSKU, in other words, is a Amazon barcode. It's the Amazon barcode. It's just, they call it FNSKU. They require their barcode to be placed on top of the existing barcode the product has. So if you buy, let's just create an example that you buy an iPhone at Walmart, and this is just a weird example, and now you want to sell it on Amazon, you need to print the Amazon barcode, which they supply to you for free. You just have to print them, and you put the Amazon barcode, which is that FNSKU, you put that on top of the existing barcode that's on the iPhone, send it to Amazon, and bam, you're done. So this FNSKU or FNSKU is provided by Amazon. It's free, and you need to print them. So when you go and create your shipment to send to Amazon, let's say these 50 iPhones that you bought at Walmart, then you're going to send them to sell on Amazon. And remember, this is just an example. I don't even know if you're allowed to sell iPhones on Amazon. Anyway, when you're getting your shipment ready, as soon as you're done, Amazon is going to give you the option to print these FNSKU barcodes. You're going to print them and you're going to stick them on each product. And then you send them to Amazon FBA and you're good to go. And by the way, just since I've been breaking it down, FBA stands for Fulfilled by Amazon. And this is the process of when you send all your stock into the Amazon's warehouses. They stock the product for you. They keep your inventory there. And then when there's a sale, Amazon ships it to the client. And this is a prime item, so it will be shipped within 1 to 2 days to everybody. And Andrew, I'm not breaking this down to you. I'm just breaking it down because there's more people listening. And sometimes I've been told that I mentioned these acronyms and some people don't know what RA is or OA, PL, FBA, all these terms. So I break them down a little bit. And that's it, my friend. I wish you good luck. And when you're ready to get into the private label route, then you're going to need to look into this GS1 situation again. And till then, just keep profiting.